What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are in Gage Heaven today, Friday edition. So excited to be here with you. I am Pastor James Levesque. Want to thank you for tuning in. As always, making us a part of your day. Well, this weekend is going to be incredible. Join me in New London, Connecticut, or live stream Jason Upton. I'll be back in Madeira Beach, Florida on Sunday. Today, October 21st, evaluate. Matthew 7, verse 1 and 2 says, "Judge not that you would not be judged. For with what judgment you judge, you'll be judged. And with that measure that you used, it'll be measured back to you." See, we evaluate others, but we can't really evaluate something we don't place a value on. Each of us has two scales, one that we judge ourselves and one for others. But the scale we have for others tends to be impatient, critical, and opinionated. We judge and evaluate others so harshly, but we would never use that same scale for how we measure our own lives. The Bible makes it clear that judgment starts at the house of God. 1 Peter 4:17, and yet Christians are constantly trying to judge the world. People that are not of the world don't do this because they don't operate by our set of morals. So why are we shocked when the world acts like the world? We shouldn't be. We're the ones who should be operating by a higher standard. Make a decision to go after what you evaluate in life. And if you expect to be judged harshly, don't judge others. If you expect to be able to be judged harshly and not be harshly judged, think again. What harsh judgments have you placed on others that need to be reevaluated? You know what I think is crazy? When you go on social media and everybody has a post waiting for you, and that post basically says, "Do you like this comment or not?" I think that's crazy because we live in a world where we are so used to giving our opinion or judging something, right? So a lot of things end up being like, you know, "I don't like this. I like this." I'm amazed at how many people spend a lot of their lives in comment sections of internet threads because somehow we've set up a system that when something happens to us, we want to judge. I remember one time I was flying out to an airport and I was really stressed. We were flying Southwest Airlines, trying to leave Orlando, have all the kids running late, you know, and I remember like, it was so tight that we had to like check four in and then one had to like finish the bags because we didn't know if we would make the flight. We got it on. The bags said they would make it. We're good. Security was extra long. It was just like everything. Man, I got pulled aside for, you know, further screening. I mean, it just wasn't a great moment, you know, and I'm already running late and I haven't had coffee yet. I get out of the TSA screening area already ticked and there was like this pod. It was like this table set up in the middle of the, you know, walkway, and it said, "Please rate your experience so far." And it had a very bright green face that said, "I'm happy." Then the face was a little more darker. It said, "Somewhat happy, not really happy at all," or, you know, neutral. And then it was like, "Not happy." And it was like, "Extremely not happy," but the face went to like brick red. Well, I was ticked, friends. And I whipped my hand back and I smashed that angry face. You know, I'm going to give it to them. You know what I mean? And so then I had to go through, you know, it was a train we had to take to our gate and, you know, we had to do a long walkway. And so finally we're getting into our gate area and there was another one. Well, I was ticked. I haven't had Starbucks yet. So I whip up my hand and I go to smash that red button. I'm not even looking at what they're asking me. And as I whip my hand up to smash the red button, I saw Starbucks. I was like, "Huh, well, I'm actually happy now." So then I think I tapped the second happy button. I wasn't extremely happy, but Starbucks was on the way. And then I realized something there. Nothing good is really going to come from you overanalyzing every situation and judging it, right? If you want to have a pity party, the only person coming is the devil. And some of us are so we're in a world where we just judge. We're so judgmental. We do it to ourselves. We do it to others. And the reality is this introspective living is not really how God designed us to live. We're supposed to love first. Jesus said we'd be known by our love. Then why are we so critical at everything? And I just determined in my heart now, every time I see that pod, it's going to be the best day ever. Because I'm not going to be moved by my feelings. I'm not going to be moved by temporary situations. And we do that in relationships. We judge relationships because they're not working out the way we thought. We judge, you know, other people the same way. And so today, I think we need to take assessment. I think this is a really good evaluate podcast because we need to evaluate our judgmental mindsets. We need to evaluate what we're throwing out there, you know, in negative talk. You've heard me say it before. Years ago, I handed out a rubber band to everybody in the church, put it on the wrist. I told them, every time you say something negative, I want you to whip yourself with the band. Pretty crazy, but it fit back then. We couldn't get past lunch. And it wasn't that I was trashing everybody and full of gossip, but I realized that James Levesque was throwing his opinion out there, and it wasn't necessarily the Lord's opinion. And so after smashing my wrist all morning, I was done. I was like, I just can't do this. I better just read the word and close my mouth. And so today, make a decision you're not going to judge. Stop judging people that you don't understand. I see it all the time in the church. People, God will, I'm telling you, God will bring people in the church, but we can't stop judging them because we already have predispositions about them. Or we have one interaction and we think it didn't go well. So all of a sudden they're not of God and they don't belong in the church or whatever. Guys, we got to get bigger than this. We have to learn to love people, because as you're judging others, it's going to happen. It's going to come back to you, right? There is a sowing and reaping when it comes to being judgmental. And so today I want to challenge you over the weekend. Don't just give me your opinion. Give me God's opinion. And before you're so hesitant to make comments and jump in fights, maybe we hold our tongue and ask God how we would respond in the way of love. So good. That's it for today. We love you guys. We'll see you Monday. As always, thank you for rocking with Engage Heaven today. I'm out.